All right, the first muscle isolation tool is simply called tongue out. And really, that's all it is. Stick your tongue out and try to touch it to your chin and then sing the exercise. You may find that this is easier said than done when you reach certain areas of your range. You might notice that your tongue tries to creep back into your mouth. In those cases, you'll need to use an alternate technique. Here's a couple that really seem to work. First, stick your tongue out and hold it with your fingers. No need for painful pressure. This is just to keep your awareness, your attention, and your intention fixed on keeping your tongue from sneaking back into your mouth. If you try this and it still seems like your tongue wants to creep back up and inside your mouth, try this. Stick your tongue out and bite down on it. Not hard, no need for pain here. Just bite down hard enough to hold it in place, and then close your mouth around it and sing the exercise. The second muscle isolation tool is called the tongue flap. To use this tool correctly, you'll just need to make sure you keep your mouth open low. Make a low AWE awe face. It doesn't need to be uncomfortably open, just open and low enough that the back of the jaw can't clench. The jaw is basically unhinged in the back. Then, in that position, you just flap the tip of your tongue against your upper lip, like this. And that's it. Now, the third muscle isolation tool is called the tall L. We'll use the same low and unhinged jaw, that AWE awe face, and then we'll just touch the tip of your tongue to the bottom of your upper teeth, like you're making the onset of a tall L. But instead of saying la, you're just going to keep your tongue and jaw in this position as you sing through the exercise. And the fourth muscle isolation tool is simply called the NG. And what I mean by that is the sound that's left over if you took the S and the I out of the word sing. The middle of your tongue is closing off your mouth at the back of your throat. As in all of these muscle isolation exercises, you'll be moving your head, moving your shoulders, moving your neck and your arms. But this NG tool is a little unique in that we also add continuous movements of the jaw. And we make all sorts of facial contortions. All as we're singing, and we even start to wag the front of the tongue around. All while keeping the NG in the back of the throat. This tool is also especially useful as part of a warm-down routine later on. Okay, so the final muscle isolation tool is the ever-popular lip buzz. You may already be quite familiar with this one, and it's a very effective tool for so many reasons. In fact, if you can brrr it, you can sing it. The only thing I'll mention here is that we want to be sure to keep it light. And to that end, I suggest you lift your cheeks a bit with your fingers. Just take your four fingers in each hand and push them into the middle of your cheeks gently, and then lightly push up. Or lift your cheeks as you do the exercise. All right, that's it. Are you ready? Then let's get started.